My name is James, and I was with my friend John, and we were coming back from the Sioux in the late 80s or early 90s. I can't remember the specific date. But we're coming back, and it was at nighttime. It was early fall, and we're in this Toyota truck, and we're driving, and it was dark, and we just passed Bruce Mines, a few minutes past Bruce Mines, and being bored, I started a conversation, as I want to do, and I was talking to him about we passing all the farms on the left-hand side of the highway, and how they had the big yard lights out there, and I said, it must be really bad to be isolated out in the dark and see lights like that, just the one beam of light in the darkness, because it was really a dark night. And it was a clear night, there was no snow or wind or rain, it was just a clear night. And I saw a light on the right-hand side of the highway, and I'm going like, wow, I didn't think there was a farm here, because I've been up down the highway thousands of times. And I looked at the light, and the light seemed to be moving, and I started to really pay attention to it, and then I saw the light dart back and forth. It was on the right-hand side, fairly high, not that high, but high enough. So I said to John, John, take a look at that. That's not a yard light, is it? We both looked and went, no. So we slowed down. It was late, I think it was a late Sunday night, and we were coming back, and there was no traffic in the road, so we really dropped the speed and watched this, and this light was just darting back and forth, up and down, like up towards Blind River, then back towards Bruce Mines, that direction. So we looked at what that is, and of course, we're both science fiction fans. I was going, UFO, laughing, didn't know what it was. And we followed it, and they kept doing the same thing, back and forth, darting, and it would go very rapidly. It would be close to us, then almost gone, ahead of us, then it would come right back, darting. And so we pulled into Thessalon, and we saw it was hanging around Thessalon on the left-hand side. So we said, well, let's take a look, and we slowed down going through Thessalon, and that highway up to Little Current on the left-hand side, I forget the number, but there's a store there in the field there. It looked like it was hovering over the field there, so we pulled off and pulled in and looked at each other and got out of the truck. Not too bravely, but got out of the truck and walked a bit towards it, and it was hovering in the sky, and there wasn't a sound, inaudible, absolutely nothing. You could hear the cars going by on the highway, the occasional vehicle going by, but there was no sound. And I have no idea how big it was, but it looked like it was fairly elongated, had lights on it. I couldn't tell you what shape, but to me it looked like a cigar shape, but it was against the dark sky, so I really couldn't say, but it looked fairly long. And then all of a sudden, light started to emit from it. You know, like when you watch a war movie, like Platoon or something like that, you see no firing the guns at night, the machine guns at night, and every 10th round is a tracer, a red light, you know, bang, 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 red light, red light. This thing started emitting a whole series of lights. It looked like a circle coming straight down towards the ground, and they weren't continuous light beams. It was white, red, white, red, white, red, like hundreds of them coming down at the same time. Not hundreds of beams, but hundreds of light bursts coming down, and there was no sound. We took a look at that, waited about 10 seconds, and scrambled like hell back to the truck. Got in the truck, we're scared, and drove home. But there was, the thing that got us, there was no sound. So we drove back towards Blind River. John lives just the side of east of Iron Bridge, so we pulled into his yard, and we could see it. It came back again. So we stood there for about 10 minutes and watched it, and it looked like it was following the Mississauga River, just darting way down towards the east, until the light was almost gone, then it would dart back. But it was just a bright white light in the sky. It darted back and forth for, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, then it was gone. So we stood there and waited a few more minutes, and I got in the car, and my car, drove home, told my wife, and she was, okay. She's not a science fiction fan. And the next day, we're having supper. I think it was Monday, obviously, and she looked at the newspaper, and she said, did you see this? Well, no, what was it? She said, there's an article in the Sioux Star about the M&R had a plane out that night, last night, Sunday night, I think it was Sunday night, that night, looking for poachers, and it was flying all over the place. So if people saw anything in the sky, that's what it was. And I'm going, that was no airplane. There was absolutely no sound. Because the truck we had was a Toyota truck, didn't have a radio in it, and it had the windows down. You couldn't hear anything. And like I said, when we were standing at Thessalon, looking up at it, absolute silence. And that was the late 80s or early 90s, just as far as I can remember. And John can verify this. Yes. And neither one of us are drinking or doing anything.
And you're a teacher. Are you a science teacher?
Or? No, I'm a retired grade school teacher. I taught basically grade 8 in special ed.
Wow.
And I've told other people that story. And there's a few skeptics, but a lot of the people I've talked to said they've had sightings. Now, I haven't seen one since, but then I haven't looked for them. But I admit, for a few months after that, I looked. I mean, every time I go out in the yard at night now, I'll stand there and look around for a while and say, well, what's up there? But I haven't seen anything since. That's the only time. But I've had other people I know tell me they've had sightings. And I can't disprove them because it happened to me.